Right now, we're joined by Stephen Blitz, Chief U.S. Economist at T.S. Lombard, to preview the jobs report tomorrow. I know you can run through the numbers for us, Stephen, but is it possible that we've seen a structural change in the economy and that because of the past couple of years that companies have had a tough time finding the right workers, that they don't want to get rid of them now and they will hold on to them and find other ways to cut costs, and that could distort the overall picture for the Fed?
Yes. That's a short answer, though I was hoping you'd nominate me for Speaker of the House.
Okay, we'll throw your hat in the ring.
Yeah, why not? But I think that, yes. And first of all, look, firms tend to, they first hire less before they lay off more. If you look at the pattern on unemployment claims, they tend to rise later after the official start of recession, because firms really, you know, the first thing they do is they hire less and they cut hours, and the last thing they do is actually lay people off. And that's going to be especially true in this cycle because of the reasons you said. However, that's more likely to be true in manufacturing and that kind of mid-skill work than it's going to be in business and professional services, where we're already seeing a lot of announced layoffs, as we see in Google and other places, and also the hire rate is now below where it was in 2018. So, and profits in the fourth quarter, which is worth the Samsung story, is that the profits are going to disappoint in Q4 based on the tax receipts for the federal government in December.
Well, given the stickiness of the job market here, Stephen, I mean, is it possible that the Federal Reserve actually really over-tightens and becomes over-restrictive?
No, because they're not over-restrictive now. So for them to be over-restrictive, you need the nominal economy to really slow down and on its own. And it's not really, you know, at 3% growth and, say, 3% inflation, just to pin a low number on it, you're talking about 6% nominal growth with 4.5% cost of money, that's still not restrictive. So for the Fed to suddenly become restrictive, which is kind of what the doves on the Fed are really anticipating, you really need exactly what you're talking about, which is they stop hiking or they hike much more slowly, and the economy slows underneath that, and it suddenly turns a negative real rate into an increasingly positive real rate, and then they'll cut.
Well, how about this as a parallel story, that what this might mean, the stickiness of labor, pardon me, is that you never get to that really bad recession because you have still so many people continuing to work. As inflation comes down slowly, like it has been, or at least the pace has been slowing, that you maybe just get a very light recession as a result of all those people still working and still spending.
Yeah, and that's my anticipation, right? So I'm not thinking about any kind of recession like 2008, 2009, maybe something more like 1990, 91, or 2001. I mean, I hate to talk in these terms because you're the one that loses your job. It's a depression, right? So I want to be aware of not insensitive to the human aspect of that. But to your point, yeah, and the problem then is the flip, which is that the Fed cuts, and then they're chasing again later in the year because you don't get that much of a recession. So inflation comes down, but remember, their target is 2%. So sure, it comes down from 6, 5, 4. But now you're trading in a 3 to 4% inflation world. You're still 100 to 200 basis points above the Fed target.
Yeah.
They're going to chase.
Stephen, we got to go, but love your saucy comments, saucy style. Love to have a beer sometime. I'm in Hong Kong. You're in New York. Rish is here. Anyway, we'll see you next time on the radio. Stephen Blitz, Chief U.S. Economist at T.S. Lombard.